Hi, Barry. What's on your mind?
I keep hearing on the radio and TV about people are coming down with measles again. It's more than a generation since I had a measles vaccination. Should I be worried about that sort of thing, or should I go find somewhere to get a booster?
Well, that's got to be totally up to you, sir. Nobody ever died of a measles booster. However, one of the things that we're not provided with information about, unless we go looking for it, is all the adverse possibilities the vaccines have. And we know they got to have some adverse effects because there's that National Vaccine Court. And if you win a National Vaccine Court, the vaccines hurt you. Guess what? The pharmaceutical manufacturers don't have to pay for it. I'm sorry, the vaccine manufacturers don't even have to pay for it, so they don't have to worry about safety. The taxpayers get to pay for it. And if you think I'm kidding, you can look that one up online. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff that tells us how good vaccines are, and in some cases, they're totally right. But there's a journalist out there, by the way, name of Neil, spelled N-E-I-L, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, and he's got a book called Neil Z. Miller's 400 Critical Vaccine Studies, and every one of those tells us about the adverse effects that are never reported in the newspapers, and Miller takes them straight from the medical journals, sir. This is not stuff he makes up. He just summarizes what the medical journals say about a particular vaccine, and he puts bullet points in there, and then he tells you where you can go look it up if you want to. So this is not propaganda. This is science. And nobody ever tells you that science is out there, sir. So I always tell people, read both sides of the story and then make up your mind about what you want to do.
Okay. That's simple enough. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And it's Neil Z. Miller, 400 Critical Vaccine Studies. You can just put that in your computer search engine. You'll find it.